This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Deep Space High, the Universe Handbook with the Science and Technology Facilities Council. But hurry, because lessons are about to begin.
Right, class, settle down. I'm about to be extra nice, and you won't want to miss that.
Yeah, it's like Pluto's orbit. Only happens once every 248 years.
I heard that. Your universe handbooks are looking superb. From gravity to wormholes, pulsars to parallax, you've done a cracking job of getting to grips with the, frankly, mind-boggling reaches of space exploration. To reward all your hard work, you can all go home early. How about that? All right, that's enough. We're not quite done yet. To finish off this term, I asked you to come up with some great reasons to get exploring space. Who'd like to go first?
Well, a really great reason to explore space is because it helps develop cool inventions that you can use on Earth. Or any planet you like. Sorry, Blurb, I forget Earth's not the only planet.
Aren't all inventions super clever engineering things like rocket exhaust pipes? I'm sure they're very impressive and all that, but I wouldn't call them cool.
Nah, nothing like that. I've brought a few inventions I use every day that are a result of space exploration. Here, catch. This is my cycle helmet. I wear it to protect my head when riding my bike. It's really light, isn't it? Shock-absorbing foam in it was developed in the 1960s as part of the Apollo space program.
Nice! Love the colours too. It looks like a nebula.
Thanks. I painted it myself after we went nebula diving last term. Here's something else I like playing with when I'm at home.
A games console? I don't think astronauts on the International Space Centre would get much work done if they were playing Rocket Wars all day.
Not the game, the microprocessor inside it. If it wasn't for the space exploration, computers might still be as big as a room. And the joystick was originally developed for Apollo's lunar rover in the early 1970s.
I think the lunar rover would have been more fun to play with than a computer game.
Well, yes, definitely. But these are a little bit easier to buy.
Very good presentation, Alex. 10 out of 10. Hey, I've been extra nice twice in one lesson. I'm on a roll. Don't spoil it for me now, Stats. What have you got for us?
A great reason to explore space is that it's a challenge.
Stats, aren't challenges usually hard work? And a bit, well, boring?
Is a tricky level on that computer game of yours boring? Or is riding your bike down a really bumpy hill? Does it send you to sleep because it's just such a boring thing to do?
Nah, I love doing that.
There you go. Sometimes things that are a challenge are brilliant fun.
That's actually true. I once got stuck in a game for 5 weeks, and when I completed it, I was so happy I fell off my bike. Probably shouldn't have been multitasking there.
You see, me, I love a challenge. It's easy to measure the stuff in front of you. Anyone can do that. But who wants to be just anyone? Being able to work out how heavy a star is, or to work out the temperature on a distant planet from millions of miles away, now that's the really cool stuff.
Fantastic stats. Who's next up? Electra? Come on then, let's be having you. Good to see you tightly screwed together today. Off you go before something works loose.
A great reason to explore space is because it's exciting. You never know what you might find out there. Maybe a binary star system, a black hole, or even a nebula that looks like Blurb.
I agree with you, Electra. One of the most exciting things of all that you might find out there is other life forms.
That's right. After all, not everyone can come to Deep Space High, but everyone can get involved in space exploration. You just need a dark night and no clouds. And on that happy note, we shall end the lesson for today. But remember, it's just the start of your space exploration adventures. Class dismissed.
Keep Space High, the Universe Handbook with the Science and Technology Facilities Council.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.